Hello.
Hi, good morning. My name is Shane. I'm returning your call for our home care agency. So you tried reaching us on Friday?
Oh, yes. Can you give me just one second? I'll be
sure,
right
no
with
problem.
You.
Take your time.
Yeah. All right, sorry about that. I have my dog at the vet right now, and I had to step outside for a second. Hello?
Yes, no problem.
Okay.
Yes. So you're calling for your mom, correct?
Yes.
So does she have Medicaid or not yet?
Not yet. My sister-in-law, I believe, spoke. I'm sorry, was your name Jasmine by any chance? I couldn't hear your name when you said
no,
it.
No, my name is Chandel, but we have Jasmine. She
okay,
spoke
so my
Jasmine
sister-in-law
already?
Was. My sister-in-law did, I think, she said. And she said that Jasmine would help us get her set up for Medicaid or enrolled in Medicaid or something
yeah,
like
that?
Yeah,
we can do that. If she's eligible for Medicaid, then we can help her enroll in Medicaid, yes.
Okay. Yeah,
what's
whatever we need to do.
Name? What's her name? Let me see if we got the information yet.
Okay, it's Miriam Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y.
And Miriam is M-I-R-I-A-M?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, let me see if we got the information yet with Jasmine. Miriam, okay, do you see her name coming up? Miriam Bailey. And who is it? Cheryl called? Was it? I see. What's your sister-in-law's number that called?
I'd have to put you on speaker and look at my contacts. I don't know
we'll
her
give
number.
You the number
you
would be able, I just want to make sure that we I'm looking at the right patient.
Yeah, I would have
saying,
to.
It says in the notes, Miriam is residing in a nursing home.
No, or
and
she retired. She is living in a an assisted living building, but she's in the independent living part of it.
So what's your sister-in-law's name? Is it Cheryl?
Cheryl, yes, that's her.
Oh, okay. So yeah, and she said that that she'll speak with her brother. It's just the power of the point of contact and give the information. Okay, I see. Okay, so it is the right one. Okay.
Yep.
So, okay. So does she have any income, your mother? Because I want to know if she's eligible for Medicaid.
She
never
has
had the
income.
Medicaid before?
No.
Never.
She's on Medicare now, and she has a supplement plan.
Okay. What? Do you by any chance have her social and date of birth so I can check her insurance
I can give
information?
I can give you her date of birth and the last four digits of her social. I don't know the rest of it. I know that doesn't help you, but...
Let
no,
me try
she does have a doctor's appointment
is.
Today that I would be able to get it from her. I'm going to be seeing her around 12 o'clock today. So
let me try with her date of birth. What's her date of birth?
Okay. It's February 7th,
1938. Yeah, she's not coming up. I just wanted to make sure she's not on Medicaid. And so do you know how much her income is, her monthly income?
Yeah, I can give it to you pretty closely. It's somewhere in the area of just over $1,000 for Social Security.
Oh, that's it. Not
and then
than
she,
that.
Has a, she has
she has
a pension. That's. I'm sorry, we have a big delay between us when we're talking here, so I'm sorry if I keep talking over top of you. But she has a pension that she gets $114 a month, and that's her only income, that and Social Security.
What about any assets? Does she own a house, a car?
No, she doesn't own a house,
anything.
A car, nothing like that.
Okay, so then she should be eligible. So we can help her enroll in that. So we have an enrollment team that will help her enroll in Medicaid. Once she's enrolled in Medicaid, they will have her do an assessment to get the home care, which is a waiver.
Okay.
Waiver, and then we'll get her a waiver approved. Once she's approved for a waiver, they will approve her for a certain amount of hours, weekly hours, that the caregiver would be able to work. Do you have a caregiver family member to sign up to be her caregiver?
No, I'm not sure exactly what you just said. You kind of cut out a little bit, but I think you said a family member to be her caregiver. Is that what you said?
Yeah, so it could be a family member, could be the caregiver, or we could send a caregiver from our company, however you want. Like however it works for you, if there is any family member, usually people go with a family member and they get paid.
Yeah, I don't have a, I guess it would depend on how much the person was going to get paid, but I don't have anybody who's, I guess, able to, like, my wife works, my sister-in-law works,
oh.
I work,
okay, no problem.
Everything. So
we would be looking for a caregiver, for a company caregiver.
Yes, I would assume so, yes.
Okay. And where is she located? What's her address?
Her address is 2700, that's 2700, Chestnut Street, apartment 902, and that's in Chester, Pennsylvania, 19013.
013, okay. And the best number to reach is, like, you're the point of contact?
Yes. Yeah, she doesn't have a cell phone or anything, and she's very hard of hearing, so she has a really tough time speaking on the phone.
And I guess...
not impossible. It can be done.
Mm-hmm. So I'll save your number, and then the address, just to make sure, is she in Delaware County or Chester?
It's in Delaware County, but
the city
of Chester.
Chester. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure. Okay. And just to make sure, her date of birth is 2/7/1938.
Yes.
And your number is 610-291-7720. I get the number for Cheryl, which is 585-734-3977. What is she for the patient, Miriam?
What? Who, Cheryl?
Cheryl, yeah.
Cheryl is her daughter-in-law.
I guess, okay. So just wanted to add daughter-in-law. And are there any minors present in the home where Miriam lives?
No, she lives alone, which is part of the problem.
Okay. Okay, now we will be looking for a caregiver. Is there anything you, like, any preferences? Is it a difference in male or female?
I don't think she would have a preference. If there would be one, I think she might prefer a woman, but I don't think she would really care.
Mm-hmm. And any specific condition that we need to know? Does she use, it looks like she's pretty old. I guess she's using a cane or a walker, anything like that?
Yeah, she definitely uses a walker. Right now, she's just been diagnosed with bladder cancer. She has an appointment today, and that's why I'm going to see her later. So I'm assuming, depending on what happens, she's definitely going to need some care. I don't know what kind of care, but she's definitely going to need somebody to... I live an hour away from her. My brother lives an hour away from her, so we kind of need somebody that will be there every once in a while to check on her and make sure health-wise she's doing okay. We call her and we talk to her, and she doesn't tell us everything because she doesn't want to bother. She's that kind of person. Like, oh, I don't want to be a bother. So she doesn't tell us all the information.
Uh-huh. Okay, so... let me just make sure I get all the information. Yeah, it looks like, okay, I'll send it to our enrollment team. You could expect a call from them probably today, and they will guide you exactly what needs to be done, and they will help you and your mother set up with Medicaid and then with a waiver, home care services.
Okay, and just one more quick question for you, if I could. Mm-hmm. So when she gets Medicaid, is that now her, like, health insurance, like if she has to go to the doctor and all that?
No. So what insurance does she have now?
Right now she has Medicare with a supplement. She has Keystone 65 as a supplement for her Medicare.
Okay. So once she has Medicaid, then she'll need an insurance which is under like a managed long-term care plan under the Medicaid. And we have a special enrollment specialist. She will be able to help her, whatever works for her best with her doctors to see exactly which insurance will work for her and which
okay.
we're contracted with for the home care.
Okay.
So you could expect a call today, and any questions, she will be able to help you regarding the Medicaid and insurance.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, and if you have any questions in the meantime, you can anytime reach out to me on this number. This is my direct number. I called you.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Thanks so much. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.